It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
7:02 Unplugged, because it is a Friday. We get an opportunity to talk to some local musicians, artists, and not only do we get to talk to them, we also get to enjoy some of their music. So we are chatting Stone Jets, and joining us we have Given Nkanyane and guitarist Manfred Close. How are you doing, gents?
Hello, hello. We are good.
All good, yeah.
How are you, Cecile Lebuchil?
I am wonderful. I mean, I'm seeing you in the car. Where are you going?
So we have arrived. We are in Bristol, in London, in United Kingdom. We've been in United Kingdom for a couple of years now, and this weekend we had our last show in Bristol in the United Kingdom for the year before we go back to London and continue our music and playing there.
So take us back to where the Stone Jets came about and what that was all about that brought you to where you are now, because this all started in South Africa. You guys being in the UK actually happened along the way.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that. I met Manfred in Cape Town, and because I'm originally from Limpopo. So
homeboy. Okay, so but you guys met in Cape Town then?
Yes. So we met in Cape Town, and the first song that I had written, Manfred was the first musician who was part of the production that understood where the song was going without me having to explain. You know, that weird movie feeling that you get when you just walk into a room and somebody just gets it, you know, that all artists hope and pray for when they work with people. I had that moment with Manfred. And from that moment, I don't remember my life without having known Manfred, or my music making life without having known Manfred. And this was way back in 2013. And then I moved from Limpopo via Joburg to Cape Town in 2014. And we started Stone Jets, where we performed Opi Kopi. You know, when you're a musician in South Africa, or when as a musician, as a South African musician, the highlights that you for your careers that you map out even before you start your career. And festivals like Opi Kopi, Up the Creek, Splashy Finn, and certain stalwarts of the industry, you map out who you'd want to work with. And so we had mapped out a plan of what we want to do with our music, just make music and be happy. And so along the way, from 2014, 2015, we released a new single called Hurricane. And then we said, let's go apply or work ourselves enough to play Opi Kopi. And then let's play Splashy Finn. So we started climbing the industry ladder, if you were to say, and started working, releasing new music, meeting people in the industry and working and grafting, having at least 115 shows a year between 2014 and 2019 when we left South Africa. Every year we'd have at least 115 shows. And so with that, we started understanding that, look, we tour Cape Town, we tour Johannesburg, we tour South Africa, but there's much more to our music than just being people who've got stories to tell. And then Manfred and I said, let's go out and see how the world is doing things so that we can be global citizens. And so in 2018, we got an opportunity to go perform in Ireland. And from that moment, that was in September 2018, We set out a small tour where we played acoustically in certain pubs, and the pub culture, you know, outside of South Africa, if I should say, especially in the UK and Europe, is much more ingrained with music, and that people socialize but through music and through drinking and just being together. But everything that holds that together is the music. And so we toured from pub to pub, playing our music, introducing people to Stone Jets, to South African, to the South African music and way of thinking. And then by the end of that tour, it was a 3-week tour, we scouted and saw that we've got an opportunity to move to the UK and further our careers, because it's not just about making music. It's not just about a chord or telling a story. It's not about an agenda, but it's about realizing what it is that you want to do and then going after it and doing it.
And now you've gotten us so excited to now get into the music and actually hear what it's all about. So ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you this musical duo that is now based in the UK, touring successfully, raising the South African and Limpopo flag very high, Stone Jets.